We're in the middle of Lamed Amud Aleph. The first word on the line is Bishnia Zachor, right? The second of the four parashiyos is Parashat Zachor. Good? We together? Yeah. Itmar, Amoroik statement. Itmar, Purim Shechal Yos Be'erev Shabbos. Now, Purim falls out. We've discussed all the different things that we've discussed about Parashat Shkolim. Now we're on Parashat Zachor. What if Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos? Rav Amar Makdim in Parsha Zachor, Ushmol Amar Ma'acharin. Rav says that you still read Parsha Zachor the Shabbos before Purim, which 6 days before Purim. And Shmuel says, no, you read it on the next day, which would be Shushan Purim, Tesvav, right? Your Yudal is Friday, then Tesvav is Shabbos. So you're reading it on Shabbos. Why? Rav Amar Makdimin, Ki Hechi Delo Tikdum Asiya Lezachira. We don't want the Asiya, the fulfillment of Mitzvah Purim, the Suda's Purim, to come before the Zechiras Amalek of Parshas Zachor. So if you're going to have Purim on Friday, and then only the next day have Parshas Zachor, so the Asiya is going to come before the Zechira, and that's not proper. Ushmol Amar Ma'acharin, why? Does he have a problem with this Asiya Zechira business? Amar Lach, he'll tell you, Kevan de'ika mukafin, since the walled cities, the Abdi v'chamesar, the walled cities are celebrating Purim on the 15th, Asiya u'zachira b'hadde hadadi ka'asyan. So then, it's not that we don't look at it as the Asiya coming before the Zachira, we look at the mukafin, and the Asiya and Zachira are coming together.
What was
that
again?
The Asiya and the Zachira are happening simultaneously on Tesvav Adar.
Right.
They're reading Parsha Zachor and they're celebrating Purim, which is interesting because we know when Tesvav falls out on Shabbos, that's called Purim Meshulash. So they're not really, there's very little celebration of Purim on Shabbos. They say Al Nisim and they read Vayavo Al Malik, the Kriyas HaTorah for Purim. Everything else is split, right? Megillah and Matan Sevyonim is going to be on Friday, and the Simcha, the Sudas Purim, and Shalach Manas is going to be on Sunday, on Tes Zayin.
How comes it can never happen?
Yudal can't happen on Shabbos. Tezvav can.
The calendar
Yudal doesn't fall out, but Tezvav does.
Is it the calendar? Is it again?
Hello?
Hello.
Tanan. So let's bring a proof. We have a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So let's bring a proof from our mission. Bishnia Zachor. The second parasha is parasha Zachor. Vaki Mikla B'chameisar. I'm sorry. I skipped a line. Vaki Mikla Reish Yarcha B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos, which is how our Mishnah begins. So therefore, Mikla Purim be'Erev Shabbos. So then by definition, your Dalid is going to be on 2 weeks later on Erev Shabbos. Uktani. And the Mishnah says, Bashnia Zachor, that the second week you read Zachor. And that is the Shabbos before Purim. So that's a very good proof from our Mishnah for Rav. Amar Papa, no, that's no proof. Why? Because my shniya shniya lahafsaka. You don't have to say that the second means the second week. You can say it's the second of the third parashias, but there is an interruption. There's one Shabbos off in the middle. It doesn't necessarily, right? Shmuel, Rav understands it means the very next, the second Shabbos, and Shmuel says no, it's the second of the four parashias with a break. So it ends up being the third parasha, the third Shabbos in Adar, but it's the second of the four parashias. Okay, let's try another proof to prove Rav or Shmuel. Toshma, Ezo Shabbos Shnia. What is the second of the parashiyos? Kol Shachal Purim Lios B'Socha. The week in which Purim falls out. So you're going to read on the Shabbos before Purim. Va'afilu be'erev Shabbos. So we had this already yesterday. My love, isn't it so? Erev Shabbos Dumya D'Tocha. That when Purim falls out during the week, and when Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, they're the same. In the middle of the week. Erev Shabbos is Dumya D'Tocha, similar to Tocha. What does that mean? Ma Tocha Makdimin, just like Tocha is Makdimin. Af Erev Shabbos Makdimin. Just like Tocha is Makdimin, so too Erev Shabbos is Makdimin. So just like if Purim falls out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the Shabbos before is Zachor. So too, if it falls out on Friday, the Shabbos before is Zachor. And that's, again, a proof for Rav. Amar Shmuel, ba. V'chein tanat v'shmuel, ba. No. Shmuel says that the word in the Braisa is not supposed to be bitocha in the middle of the week, and then you have a comparison. Friday is just like the middle of the week, and you go to the Shabbos beforehand, but it's ba. If Purim falls out, but if Yudalah were to fall out on Shabbos, which you can't, but if Yudalah were to fall out on Shabbos, when we're Makadesh according to the moon, Yudalah can fall out on Shabbos. So then, the Shabbos of Purim, you would also read Parshas Zachor. And then, Erev Shabbos means even if Purim Yudalah falls out on Erev Shabbos, so you're also going to read the Parshas Zachor on that Shabbos, which means the following day. And that is how Shmuel learns the Brisa.
He said he replaced the word Tocha with Ba.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, yes, they replaced the word Tocha with Ba. And that we had that a few lines up. Chalios b'Shabbos Atzma. When Purim falls out on Shabbos, Amar Rav Huna l'divrei HaKol ein makdim. Now everyone agrees, says Rav Huna, that you're going to read Parshas Zachor on Purim. Rav Nachman Amar, no, adayin hi machlokes. It's still a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. One would say the previous Shabbos, and one would say on that Shabbos. Itmar nami, Amar Ruchia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, Purim shechal diyos b'Shabbos. When Purim falls out on Shabbos, makdim v'korei b'Shabbos she'arva Zachor. The previous Shabbos, you're going to read Parsha Zachor. Okay, continuing. Are you okay? It's not too bad. Yeah. It's a little heavy, but it's not terrible. Now, we're continuing in the Mishnah. Beshlish is Paradum, but the third of the four parashas is Parashas Para. By the way, Shulchan Aruch holds Parashas Para is Doraisa. Most folks can disagree and say it's only Dorabanan, but the Shulchan Aruch is Doraisa. Beshlish is Paradum, Otan Rabanan. We have a Braisa. Now, oh no, not yet. Okay, Tarabon. Ezui Shabbos Shlishis. What is the third Shabbos? Kol Shesmucha LePurim Me'achareha. The Shabbos closest to Purim afterwards, meaning the Shabbos after Purim. It Marav Chama Bar Chanina Amar Shabbos Hasmucha Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That Parshas Parah is the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Sounds like a machlokes. Sounds like no. V'lo pligi is no machlokes. It depends. Had the ikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbos, had the ikla b'Emtzah Shabbos. It depends when Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on Shabbos, so that's going to be Parshas HaChodesh, and the Shabbos before that, which is the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is going to be Parshas Parah. But if the Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out during the week, so the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh is Parshas HaChodesh, and the Shabbos that follows Purim is going to be Parshas Parah. Parshas Parah. Say again?
Occurs,
happens, yeah. Occurs, befalls. Tanu Rabbanu. So here we're going to have a rerun Braisa. Look at Rashi, last line of Rashi. Braisa zu mefureshes lamala b'sirugin. L'rav kidi islay, l'shmuel kidi islay. What's sirugin? We had the word yesterday, and we had it in the second parak of Megillah. There's Braisa, again, bottom line of Rashi. Braisa zu. The following Braisa is mefureshes, is explained, lamala. Previously in the Gemara, b'sirugin. B'sirugin here means piecemeal. You'll see, we didn't see the Braisa yet. You'll soon see the Braisa. But basically, the Braisas that we've been discussing over the last Amud or so are this is the Braisa in its original, authentic form. And then Rashi concludes, l'rav k'di isa, l'shmua k'di isa. That means that this was being brought as a proof. And remember, Rav has the gerus of betocha, and Shmua had the gerus of ba. Right? Each one had a little bit of a different Girsa / understanding in the Braisa.
Does such a book exist for all the Braisas?
No. No, I don't think so. There was Tanaitic literature, and Rebbe compiled a group of them, called them Mishnayos, and then someone compiled Tosaftas, and then there are Braisas of Rabbi Shai, and Braisas of Rabbi Shmuel, and Braisas, there are various books of Braises that do exist. Mechuplah, Sifra, Sifri, there are things, but there's no one all-inclusive book.
Sifri is
Braises? And I'm sure you can find things that are in the Gemara that you won't find in any of those other places. Tanabar, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechel Yos B'Shabbos. Koran Kisisa, we read Parshas Kisisa. That is Parshas Shkalim, Umaftirin, and the Haftorah is B'Yehoyada. The Ezri Shabbos Rishono, what is this first Shabbos? Koshalcha Rosh Chodesh Adar, Liyot B'Tocha. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, so the previous Shabbos is Parshas Shkalim. Yeah. Afilu be'erev Shabbos. And we had a whole discussion what it means afilu be'erev Shabbos. That's what Rashi said. Rav Kedusa, Mar Kedusa. B'shnia Zachor. Well, the second Shabbos is going to be Parsha Zachor, Umaftirin Pokadati. That's the Haftar. V'edri Shabbos Shnia. What is the second Shabbos? Kol Shacha Purim, the Os Besocha. The Shabbos in which Purim falls out. Shabbos before Purim, but feel about Erev Shabbos. Even if Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, again, right? This is what we discussed above. Rav and Shmuel. B'shlish is para aduma, umaftirin v'zarakti alechem, and aftara is zarakti alechem. Ve'edui Shabbos shlish is what is this third parsha? Kol shesmuch ala Purim me'achareha, the one that follows Purim. Paravius, the fourth of the four parshas, hachodesh hazeh, umaftirin ko amar Hashem Elokim. Rishon Bechad Lachodesh. That's the Haftorah of Parshas Chodesh.
No.
Ve'ezri Shabbos Revius. What's the fourth Shabbos? Kol Shachar Rosh Chodesh Nisan Lios Besocha Barfilu Be'erev Shabbos. It's the week. It's the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Period. That, end the Braisa. Now, our Mishnah said, Handaf, Chavtes, Amor.
I didn't think the whole
thing,
you just hit a Mishnah.
The Mishnah said, Adav Chavtes Amen Aleph. Okay? It went through the four parashios. And then it said, B'chamishis, the fifth week, or it's not really fair to say the fifth week, because we do have some breaks and interruptions, right? The four parashios are not 4 weeks in a row. They'll never be 4 weeks in a row.
Why?
I think that's true. I think they'll never be 4 weeks in a row.
That goes to the opinion of Thingy in the thing.
Okay, I'm not okay.
I'm not sure if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, doesn't that mean they're 4 weeks in a row?
I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not sure. Good. I have to do the math. Okay, excellent. Now, B'chamish is after meaning after the four Shabbosos, after the four Parashiyos, you have a fifth Shabbos. What do you do, B'chamish is Chozrin the Kesidron. You go back to the regular Seder, the regular order, the regular Parashiyos. Now. Now our Mishnah concludes on the bottom of Chavtes Amar Aleph, L'kol Mafsikin. For all different reasons, we interrupt the regularly scheduled program of Kriyas HaTorah, it would seem, for these various occasions. Which occasions? Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, Purim, Tainis, Mamados, and Yom Kippur. Rashi says in the Mishnah, Chavtes Amar Aleph, L'kol Mafsikin, Milikrot Binyan Hayom. We stop reading the Inyan Ayal, meaning the Parshas HaShavua, but Korin B'Inyan Moed, and we read the holiday Me'ein HaMa'ora. Me'ein HaMa'ora is what's going on, what's happening. Me'ein HaMa'ora is similar to what's happening, meaning it's Rosh Chodesh, read it on Rosh Chodesh. It's Hanukkah, read it on Hanukkah. Inyan Adyama, fine. Now, the Gemara says, okay, Chamish is Chozrin the Kesidron. So what does that mean? So when I ask, the Seder Mai. What Seder? What order are you going back to? Rav Ami Omar, the Seder Parashios Hu Chozer. Rav Yirmiyah Omar, the Seder Haftoros Hu Chozer. Oh. So is it that we're going back the fourth week to the Seder Parashios? That means that up to now, this was not a Haftorah. Parsha Shkolim, somehow, you turned into seven Aliyahs and that was the only thing you read. Parsha Zachor, somehow you turned this into seven Aliyahs. This is the only thing you read. That's what Rashi says. The Seder Parashios. Shebeshaboso salalo hipsiku Seder Parashios. They did not read Parshas HaShavua those weeks. Delo koru ela arba Parashios salalo. They only read the arba Parashios. So is it that you're going back to the Seder Parashios because you've interrupted the Seder Parashios? Now you're going to go back to the regular weekly Torah portion. Or no, this is not a din in the Parshas HaShavua, it's a din in the Haftorah. Maftir slash Haftorah slash Haftorah. Maftir. Really, Maftir slash Haftorah. Okay, that's a machlokas. So, Rabbaye, Kavasi, Ravami, Mistavra. Ravami makes the most sense. Why? This none, because the Mishnah says, the last line of our Mishnah says, L'kol Mafsikin. We always interrupt the Parshas HaShavua for what's happening. Rosh Chodesh, L'Chanukah, L'Purim, L'Taniyos, L'Mamados, L'Yom HaKippurim. Says the Gemara. Bish, Lama L'man, Damar, the Seder Parashas, U'Chozer, I understand if you interrupted the Parashas HaShavua, and you're going back to now resume reading Parashas HaShavua, that makes sense. Hainu de ika parsha b'chol. That I then it doesn't make sense why you have a parsha during the week.
What?
A fast day. There's no haftorah a fast day. Well, in the morning.
Hanukkah, that's
where there is. Ma'amados does not have a haftorah. Chanukah and Purim don't have a haftorah. Rosh Chodesh doesn't have a haftorah.
It's
only
talking about different
parsha
reading on the week during the week.
I
can't be
different
from that.
So that makes sense.
Yes,
okay, that's not exactly how Rashi explains it. That's a good Rashi. Yeah, one more time. We're saying that we interrupt the regularly scheduled Torah reading regular scheduled program. It's unclear if we're talking about Torah or Haftorah. Okay? Maftir slash Haftorah. For these special occasions. Okay? So which one is it? So we want to say either it's the Parshios, that means for 4 weeks it did not read Parshios HaShavua, or no, they did, it was just the Maftir Haftorah. Right? We do Maftir Haftorah.
Uh-huh.
Maftir Haftorah, we understand. This Parshios means they didn't read the Parshios HaShavua, somehow they turned Parshios Shkalim into seven Aliyahs or whatever, however they did that. So now the Gemara is trying to prove one of the opinions. Abaye is trying to prove Rav Ami's opinion. Rav Ami's opinion is, say the Parshios, that it's the Parsha of the week, that the Imamish did not read the Parsha of the week. Why does he say that? Because the end of the Mishnah tells us that they always interrupt the regularly scheduled program for these various special days. Now, Bishlam al-Mandam say the Parashios with Chozer. I understand if it's talking about the Seder Parashios. Hainu de'ika Parsha b'chol. Some of these days can only fall out during the week. Basically, is how Rashi explains it. During the week, do we have Maftir Haftorah? No. During the week, we only have regular Torah reading. So if you're interrupting the regular Torah reading to talk about Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, so then obviously you're interrupting the Parshas HaShavua. Now there is no Maftir Haftorah to speak of. Now Rashi emphasizes and says that we're only talking about Taniyos and Ma'amados, because those can't come out on Shabbos. I mean, the other days you could say it needs when Chanukah falls on a Shabbos, when Purim falls on a Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos. I guess. Okay, I'm keeping the discussion. Tosfos discusses that on the Mishnah. I don't want to go there. So, since there are days that can only fall out during the week, and since we're talking about interrupting the regularly scheduled program for these special days, it must be that you're talking about Parshas HaShavua, because there is no Maftir Haftorah on those special days. Abaye doesn't need your approval. Okay, again, I'm Abaye. So Kavasa Devami, Mistara Devami makes more sense. This now the Mishnah says, "Look, come up, seeking. We always interrupt the regular scheduled program. Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Tanis, Ma'amados, and Yom Kippur. Ma'amados were Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, where they would get together and they would fast and they would read from Ma'aseh Bereishis and they would daven that Hashem should accept the karbanos. That can't fall out on Shabbos. Shmuley told it to me last year in Tainis, the fourth parak." Okay, so that makes sense. Ella, the mandamar, they say the haftorah suchozer, but according to the mandamar, they were talking about maftir haftorah. Haftorah b'chol mi'ika? Do you have maftir haftorah during the week? You don't have maftir haftorah b'chol. That's a good kasha. It's a bomb kasha. Abaye is making a very good point. He's really coming out strong on Rav Ami's team. What is Rav Yirmiyah going to say? So v'idach, what does the other one say? Meaning, how does Rav Yirmiyah answer the Bam Kasha from our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, he'll tell you, that means when we're talking about a Shabbos, we're talking about Maftir Haftorah. When we're talking about during the week, so then there is no Maftir Haftorah, we're obviously talking about Parshas HaShavuah. And that's what we do, right? When Monday and Thursday is Rosh Chodesh, we don't read the regular Parshas HaShavua Monday, Thursday falls at Rosh Chodesh, or Chanukah, or Purim. We interrupt the Parsha in order to read these special leanings. But when it falls on a Shabbos, we don't stop the Parshas HaShavua to discuss for Rosh Chodesh. We'll add in. We add in and we do Maftir. Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, okay, we're going to read Maftir. So, Hakadisa, anyone listening?
Yeah,
I'm with you. Hakadisa. They're listening? means if Rav Yirmiyah agrees that sometimes it's the Parshios.
Right.
But he just says only when it falls out during the week. When it falls out on Shabbos, it's the Haftorah. And that's how we pass it. Right? That's how we pass it. During the week, we interrupt the regular Parsha. But when it falls out on Shabbos, we change the Haftorah, the Maftir Haftorah, not the regular Parsha.
I get it.
Okay, now the Gemara says, "Uvataniyos lama li afsaka." Why do we need an interruption by fast days? Why do we need to interrupt the regular scheduled program on a fast day? We have two Kriyas HaTorahs on a fast day. We read a Shacharis and we read a Mincha. Uvataniyos lama li afsaka likri mitzafra bin yanad yoma. In the morning, tzafra is in the morning reading yanad yoma, meaning Parshas HaShavua. Uva mincha, read betanisa, read about the times. So Gemara says this supports Rav Huna. They did not have two Kriyas HaTorahs on a fast day, because Rav Huna says mitzafra kinufyu. In the morning they had kinufyu, means all the Jews got together on a fast day. They got together. What did they do together?
Oh, we had that already. That same route. Gathering.
Look at Rashi. Mitzafra kinufya. We skipped the humongous Rashi. The humongous Rashi just discusses when the four parashios will fall out. You know, Rosh Chodesh Adar can only fall out on one of 4 days, and based on which of the 4 days it falls out, it tells you when is which Shabbos do you have an interruption, which Shabbos do you have two breaks. When are the other parashios? When are the interruptions? When are the breaks? In order so that everything comes out smoothly the way we've learned. I doubt it. So Rashi says, Mitzafra kinufya, look inside Rashi. Ma'asfim b'nei Adam, we gather together everybody. Ubodkin, we check. Umazhirin, and we warn everyone. Miyesh b'yodam avera, if they have any avera. V'yechadru, and they should stop doing their averas. K'dei shitkabel atanit, so that the fast will be accepted. Lefichach, therefore, ain't p'nai b'shakers. L'kras b'tayra. Therefore, there's no time in the morning to do kriyas atayra. They were busy doing what we call cheshben ha-nefesh. From, yeah. It's from. Jews are supposed to be from. If we're not going to be from, who's going to be from? Okay. So Rav Huna said, Mitzafra, this supports Rav Huna again, that there's only one Kriyas HaTorah on a fast day, and therefore you can't do both. Now, we have two Kriyas HaTorahs, but I think both of them are Vayecha. Right? We don't read Parshas Shavua on a fast day, we read Vayecha twice. Okay.
We read Vayecha twice.
So Amar Huna Mitzafra Kinufya. They got together in the morning. Sechadina, what they do, Amar Bai Mitzafra the Pal Gediyuma, from the morning until midday. Pal Gediyuma, half a day. Ma'aininan, they are again Ian. They do Ian, means they check it out. What are they? Mili Damasa, the things of the town. They check out if they have any averas, like Rashi explained. So that's morning seder. First half of the day, they do Cheshbon Nefesh. Mipal Gediyuma, from midday, Lepanya Riva Diyuma. So the next quarter of a day, that means the first half of the day is half a day. The next half of the day is split into two halves, which means you have half and then two quarters. So
the third fourth.
So the third fourth.
Lepanya Riva is the third fourth.
Lepanya Riva Diyuma. Riva Diyuma is a quarter of the day. What's Lepanya? Lepanya is still the evening, I think. Let's see. Yeah. Mipalga Dioma Lepanya. From midday until nighttime, until the end of the day. So, Riva Dioma, quarter of the day, Kara Umaftari. They did Kriyas HaTorah, they did Haftorah. The Riva Dioma, then the last quarter of the day, Ba'o Rachami, they davened. They ask for mercy, which means they don't. What? Shenamar, let's see. Vayikru'u b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeihem. Revi'i Sayom. A quarter of the day, they're redoing Kriyas HaTorah after, and I'm not sure why that should take 3 hours. And then, this is all part of the pasuk. And then a quarter of the day, the last quarter, they're doing vidui and they're bowing down to Hashem. So, Gemara says the epoch ana. Why don't you switch it around? Meaning, why don't you switch morning seder and afternoon seder? Why don't you split up the morning into two halves, do Kriyas HaTorah and Haftarah, and then do the vidui? And in the afternoon, why don't you do the Cheshbon HaNefesh? Lo sakadaita. Don't say that.
What's the epoch then?
Switch it around. You can't switch it around. Why not? Or how do we know that you don't switch it around, that this is the proper order of the fast day? Sounds like they didn't watch TV or take naps. They were busy. The pasuk says, "Ve'ela ye'asfu kol chored v'divrei Elokei Yisrael al ma'al agola va'ani yeshev mishomem ad l'minchas ha'erev." That's the end of the pasuk. Uksiv, next pasuk. Uvemenchas ha'erev, in the evening, kamti mitanis nesi tanisi. I got up from my fast. Rashi says we're missing the end of the second pasuk, which is important. Sefer Ezra. The safe. That's Rashi on our Gemara says. If it's safe at the Krah, the end of the pasuk says, "Va'efrisa chapai el Hashem Elokai." Alma, you see, Lefanya in the evening, bo rachami. They did the davening in the evening. V'hani kari tervayu b'sefer Ezra. V'hani kroy, these two psukim tervayu, both of them appear in Sefer Ezra. So therefore, the morning seder was cheshbon hanefesh, afternoon seder kriyas haTorah haftorah, and late afternoon seder, 6 o'clock shir, was davening.
So they only named once.